On Saturday, a rally is being organised by some Victorian street traders. It's being held in Victoria Street in Richmond, calling for Dan Andrews, and I quote, drug den to be relocated. Of course, they're referring there to the safe injecting room that has been put in Richmond. We've heard a lot of pushback. A lot of residents' meetings have indicated that it is not working. But there is also a voice, I guess, that we do need to hear as well. This morning, Karen Hovenga is a Richmond resident and is part of a group of people who say, actually, things are better now that the injecting room is there. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, good morning.
Why? I mean, we have heard time and time again since that injecting room was installed that people have found it to bring people to the area that might not normally have been there, and that some of the behaviour is obviously very dangerous and frightening for residents. How have you found it?
It's always been an interesting place to live, and I don't think it's been particularly different. It's much quieter in the streets next to the injecting room, so I no longer have people coming to use my garden tap in the mornings, and I'm no longer checking people as they're injecting on the front veranda or on the footpath just outside my house.
And I suppose that's the way of actually measuring the failure or success of this, because we've heard some controversy around it, but you've lived there long enough to know before the injecting room and after the injecting room, would you feel that the difference and the change justifies the presence of the injecting room?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely made a really big difference to the lives, our lives as we're wandering around, living our lives, walking to the supermarket, riding our bikes down our back lane. I work from home, so I sit at the front window and watch what's happening in my street. And there's certainly a lot fewer people who are wandering around. And I'm probably not seeing as many drug deals happening, in the street just next to me. I'm certain that there is still activity happening, but I think it's moved, and the people who are now upset are upset because they've never seen that before.
Okay, so this is exactly what I was going to ask you, is how can we have such wildly different reactions to what's happening? Why do you think you've got a group of residents that are saying, no, this is good, and then a group of residents that are saying, this is absolutely terrible? Is it because the problem's moved?
Look, I think there's a couple of things that happen. I think that, yes, there has been some movement on where on where the activity is happening. And so there are more people who are sitting out in the open on Lennox Street than there were previously. But there are, in fact, fewer people than were. Excuse me. There are fewer people overall than there were. So I think that's part of it. But I actually also think that there's an increase in homelessness all across Melbourne, and our area is really seeing an increase in those people coming into our area and sitting begging outside our supermarket. Now, that hadn't happened 5 years ago, but is certainly happening now.
So what about the accusation that its proximity to a school, to where children go for their schooling, has been a major point of contention?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting. So I have a daughter who went to the school, and in talking to other parents, they're saying it's actually much better. There is, in fact, a view from the school playground into a car park, which was a major centre of drug activity prior to the opening of the injecting room, and those kids are no longer seeing that level of injecting happening in front of them at the playground. But also, it's a part of what our environment is like. And my daughter, in fact, is riding her bicycle through the Richmond estate every day, and describes never feeling unsafe and never having had a problem. And she's been doing that for nearly 2 years now.
There's a text that's come through here saying, unbelievable, this is full of lives. Karen, do you think, when you've got such a diverse reaction to this from the community, that the Richmond that you've loved living in, because of the vibrancy of the residents and it's such a wonderful suburb, is there a danger that this is actually going to be significantly damaging for the community?
Look, and that's something I'm really concerned about. It's it's a thing that I'm aware that all of my neighbours will still be there in 5 years' time unless they choose to move. And they're going to be people who I want to be able to say hello to, etc. So I'm really careful in my choice of words, and I'm the only person I can have control over my choice of words and the way that I'm dealing with people to be as reasonable as I can be, while also politely disagreeing and talking about my experience.
And that polite disagreement, obviously, is where the conversation hopefully will go, because we have seen a great deal of frustration on both sides of the aisle, but a lot of feeling, a lot of emotion coming from people in Richmond who don't like the safe injecting room. For reasons like this, my friend was threatened at gunpoint recently while walking her dog. That's one message. Another one saying no one's playing in the parks anymore. And it comes down to that, the before and after thing. You obviously think it is worth having there. How many other people agree with you, just in terms of anecdotal evidence?
Okay, so obviously this rally has been a bit of a conversation point. And I'm involved on some of the Facebook groups that are around for the local area. What I'm seeing from that is that the majority of commenters are in fact in favour of the injecting room and find it really disappointing that there are people in our local area who are opposing a really positive public health measure and the one that's making both our lives as residents easier, but actually the lives of the drug users themselves a bit easier and a bit more comfortable. And I think that's, you know, it's really easy to say, oh, my life's really hard or I'm really worried about my children. But I balance that up against the compassion that we can show people who really need our help.
It's a hugely complex issue that Richmond residents are now facing in terms of how they have a collective agreement around what this is. Karen Hovenga, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.